Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Pottawatomie County Day on the program, and that will be our topic here for the hour. We've got joining us here today, Commissioner Dee McKee joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I might turn your microphone on.
Oh, good morning. Thank you.
And also Crystal Malchos, who is the public information officer and HR, right?
She might not hear you.
That's correct. Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
We're having issues. I might have you disconnect, and we'll put you back on here in just a moment. This happens from time to time with Zoom, so we will get her back in here. Don't you just love technology, how it works sometimes?
Well, there's a duplicity in love technology and how it works.
Yeah.
That how it works has been a challenge for the last year. That's why I'm sitting here in your office, because I was driving, and it was easier to stop here than not.
All right, can you hear me now?
Still having the issue here. I think I'm going to have to hang up and get back on, but we'll disconnect, and we'll try one more time here and to get back on with Crystal Malchos. Again, technology failing us here just a little bit. Well, how you doing, Dee?
Well, I'm older than the last time you saw me, so I guess I'm doing okay. That's a blessing. Keeping fully busy with the diversity of all the things that have come upon the counties is obligation and creativity and evaluation. It's a change thing. When people say it's tough to keep things going, counties could not shut down police, fire, ambulance, all those things continued. And same with the office. We could not absolutely close down for people purchasing housing. And we made a lot of internal modifications for safety and security, but the understanding of we had to do in our county a complete application for community development block grants, because that's how the CARES Act money was coming to the businesses. And that took a hearing, and there wasn't a chance to really have an open hearing. So we have a Zoom hearing, but it's hard to get people out to know that that's going on because they've never seen that kind of duck before. So it's been an education and a half.
Well, I'm reconnected with Crystal here. Let's see if we can hear you better.
Can you hear me, Brandon?
Yeah, that's better. Oh,
my. Excellent.
10 times better. Well, yeah, we appreciate that. We're filling time here just a little bit, but
no problem.
Thank you for the updates here, and we're going to talk starting with COVID-19, and you know it was really impressive yesterday to see the numbers so low in Pottawatomie. I mean, I don't think they've been this low maybe since early stages of the pandemic.
Yeah, it took us a long time to get our first positive, and then they seem to snowball after that, now that we're getting the vaccines out there, and it's been a year since we've been starting this pandemic, to see the numbers actually turn around. We actually only have one active case at the moment here in Pottawatomie County, and that is wonderful. We have nobody in the hospital, KDHE even shows that we only have 4 new ones since our last update, which was the previous Wednesday. So we're not getting a whole lot of new cases, and those that are active, again, 1 out of 5 new ones. So that's actually really good numbers for us.
Yeah. When you hear that, Dee, I mean, that's got to make you pretty happy to know that this has been something that's not been achieved in a while.
That's true. And I credit it to the individual initiative of the businesses in the county. We did have the masks at first, and then said to each business, you put on your door what you can do. If you're not going to be able to protect because of the way you operate, put a note on the door that if you come in, do not expect masks and distancing. If you're going to have 6 foot available, if you're going to deliver out the door, if you want to deliver to their door, anything could be done. But they had to get creative to solve that. And people were highly encouraged to respect the need of other people to have masks. And the schools were given permission to do what they wanted to. They held masks pretty tight for a period of time, but some of it's just blessings, I guess. You know, everybody's tried very hard to take care of each other, and I hope that keeps happening. And that the new we have a lot of people. I don't know if Crystal has how many have been received the vaccines, but we've been pretty aggressive at people now knowing they can all come and take them either at the county health office or some of the clinics we'll be having in Wamego coming up.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about vaccines. Crystal, where's the county at in terms of total vaccinations?
I don't have the total number of vaccinations in front of me right now. I do know that across the state, some counties are actually declining their weekly reception of those vaccines because the demand is dropping quite a bit. Pottawatomie County does still have plenty of vaccine, though. We have a mass clinic scheduled this week, and then we will be providing vaccines at the health department in Westmoreland as needed. We have the Moderna one for sure, and now that the KDHE has lifted and CDC has lifted the pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, we have those available as well. So we have plenty of vaccine. If people want to get vaccine, contact the health department, or you can go online to our website at pottcounty.org and click on the COVID information page and actually set up your own appointment. So we try to make it as easy as possible. But now that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been given the green light, we hope to see more people schedule their vaccine.
There are some states like Minnesota, I think there's about five, that are quarantined. If people come from there, they're supposed to stay in quarantine for so many days. That vaccine serves as a passport to take care of that, and sometimes for getting on planes and so on. They will get one from the county health nurse if they go there. And I don't know about the drugstores and so on, but I imagine they are getting something in their hand. It's just not going to be recorded on the public internet that they have the vaccine, at least under the law right now. So that's been a conversation.
Okay. Well, I know that they did the vaccines at the Tulip Festival in Wamego a couple weeks ago. Was that well attended?
Oh my God. Yes, at the senior center. One of my sons actually got his vaccine at that time. So he happened to be visiting me and going to the Tulip Festival. So I sent out the Facebook post to let people know that they had no waiting. So he ran over and got his done, and he said they were very professional. He appreciated the fact that he was in and out after his 15-minute wait, and it went very well.
And I might say that the Tulip Festival was very, very well attended. Some of the people that had displays in their little tents for selling things, some of them said they had spent and received four times as much income as they received when they were at the State Fair last year.
Wow.
So down, but it was so crowded. People were parking clear across the tracks and everything and having a great time. It was a beautiful day. The next day there was snow on everything in the park and all over town. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and that was really the first real major event we've seen in Pod County for a long time.
Yes.
Well, and going forward, I spoke, Dee, with a little bit of some of the chamber officials there, but they were kind of using that as kind of a test mode to see how, 4th of July is going to go in Wamego. And, from an economic standpoint, you want visitors back in Pottawatomie County.
Oh, certainly. And surprisingly, I think that the last report I got from the Chamber of Commerce, there were about 40,000 people a year coming in from the interstate to go to the Oz Museum, and then they walk the yellow brick road to the park and play around and eat on the way. And there's not a day you can drive through Wamego and not see outside state cars. I usually try and count them when I go down one side. Can't look, but usually five, six, seven sitting there all the time. And people in the town enjoy having them there, and they walk to see the Totos all over town. And I mean, there's an interesting interface of the Wizard of Oz clear to the Water Tower balloon.
Yeah.
People say, "What in the world is that?"
Yeah, it took me a while before I realized what that actually was on the Water Tower. But yeah, no, it's a good point. And my daughters, every time we go through Wamego, like the house there right by McDonald's. Every time we comment on it. Yep.
Well, that's the kind of thing that kids remember. I remember always when I was a child and going to Dodge City, one house had up in its upper window a sled with reindeers that were there all year long. And, you sit there just waiting for that thing to come through. I don't know how the monkeys on front of the museum or another kind of thing that kids like to see things that are extraordinary in those places. The feet sticking out from under the house is just a good...
Yeah.
Good, unique piece.
Yeah, kudos to Wamego for a great event they had a couple weeks ago. Going forward with the vaccines, you mentioned the Johnson & Johnson will be it's been reauthorized here. I know that was in the report, Crystal, yesterday. How soon and how many do you think we'll be seeing here coming to Pod County?
That's a good question. I was not able to get an update from Leslie this morning on our next distribution, when to expect it and how many of each they would get. But like I said, they do have a mass clinic planned this week. So hopefully we'll get more information that we can send out to people that may want to attend so they know which vaccines that we'll have available.
If they call in, they should get an appointment, and maybe they can ask for that specific question if they're very concerned, if they're a one-shot person.
Yeah.
And the health department's number is 785-457-3719.
All right. Well, I guess we figured we'd probably hit a peak at some point on the vaccines. Have you heard a lot from people who just aren't interested, or just, you know, and if so, you know, what's their reasoning? Have you heard anything?
Oh yes. There's a few that basically it hasn't been out that long. They'll allow other people to try it out first, and they want to get more information. Is this something that they're going to have to do every 6 months, once a year like the flu shot? Is it one and done? I think the research right now shows that it's good for at least 6 months, but we're just now getting to that time of year where the people that first got it back in January haven't hit their 6 months yet. So I think eventually a lot of people will get it. They're just holding off to wait and see what additional research is done, what the long-term effects that are, and how long they will have to continue doing this. If it's, an annual thing like the flu shot, I think most people are okay getting one or two shots a year, but if they have to get two shots every 6 months, that might change their minds. So,
yeah. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see if that continues, if it picks back up here. I know it's been kind of dwindling a little bit. We'll wait and see. We'll take a timeout, come back more here with Pottawatomie County on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.